A report shared with Muncie Community Schools board members on Tuesday night shows the district has 5,076 students. That's down 494 students from the end of last year. And if the preliminary numbers are truly the actual numbers, that's a bigger loss than the 462 students MCS lost after it consolidated its two high schools. But as board member Andy Warner reminded the meeting's audience, the numbers are preliminary.
So how many of those 494 were just kids that were never born, so we never had them?
Warner wants district officials to find out how many of those students left for another district or are now being homeschooled. That would determine any reporting errors. MCS Superintendent Stephen Ball also pointed out that these numbers do not include any foreign exchange students, as they have not arrived yet. A 2016 enrollment forecast done by Ball State University researchers predicted MCS would slowly lose students over the next 15 years by less than 1% per year. It predicted an enrollment of 5,400 students by 2030. But that forecast was completed before Muncie was labeled as a fiscally impaired district by the legislature and given a state-appointed emergency management team to pull it out of millions of dollars of debt. On Tuesday night, that emergency management team also said it is considering turning to the state government for more financial help for MCS. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.